Question is asked in the halakha, is it permissible to walk on grass on Shabbat? It's actually the Gemara Arubin Daf Kof discusses this. What's the question? Question is, when a person walks on grass, it's quite possible that through the walking on it, he's going to uproot the grass. Uprooting the grass on Shabbat is one of the melachot called tolesh. So the question is it permissible or not? Lahalacha, Maram brings that in Siman Shin Lamedvav. Halacha Gimel, and I quote, Mutar lelech al gabe asavim, ben lachim ben yeveshim, kevan she'eno mitkaven letlosh. Since we hold like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that says, davar she'en mitkaven mutar, that so long as a person doesn't have intent and it's not inevitable, meaning it's not a psikreshe, so therefore, in this case, when a person's walking, he doesn't intend to uproot grass, he wants to walk, wants to get from point A to point B. So he's going via the lawn. Since he doesn't have kavanah to uproot, and it's not inevitable, it would be mutar. This would mean even if he is walking barefoot, where it's possible that the grass gets stuck between his toes and it's going to cause it to rip, and to be in itlash, it is still permissible. But it should be pointed out that if a person is walking on, let's say, wet grass on Shabbat, sometimes the grass, if he's barefoot, sticks to his feet. The halakha would say that it is forbidden to remove those little pieces of grass from his feet because it is mukseh. So therefore one just has to, you know, either just shake it off or rub it off, but he cannot physically with his hands remove those little pieces of grass. Last but not least, in this halakha, Maran does write, Avala ochlim beganot asurim litol yedehem ala asabim shemashkim otam afapi she'eno mechaven psik reshehu. You have to be careful for those people that eat in the garden on Shabbat. They don't want to eat outside. Maran writes that it would be forbidden to make netilat yadayim or wash your hands over the grass, even though you don't have kavanah to water the grass. But that's a psik resheh. That's inevitable. And therefore one has to be careful. It's interesting to note that the Kaf HaChayim advises better not to eat outdoors in a garden area on Shabbat for several reasons. Number one, you have the water issues, where we're concerned that water might fall on the grass. Number two, he says, you have issues of, sometimes you have, let's say, different type of seeds of the fruits that you're eating, and now they fall onto the ground, and you can be involved now in, Chas v'Shalom, planting. Furthermore, he goes on to say that certain areas can be a problem because of eruv, which is when you're eating in an area that's not walled properly, as a din of a karmelit, maybe a garden, and therefore you can't even carry the food there. So therefore he advises better to eat inside, but if one is eating outside, for example, on Sukkot and things like that, one has to be extra careful from these subjects that we discussed. Wow.